Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find Heather.
Her wife wasn't allowed to live in her house.
That happens a lot.
Find it's so sad. And I'm a mother of two. I have an 11-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. And I really feel that my kids are whoever they are. I don't care because you know what? I made them. I created them. So I'm as accepting as I possibly can be. And I try to be like that in life itself. And it just hurts my heart that, and I know it happens all the time, but I just don't understand how you cannot love your child because who they choose
exactly.
to be with.
That's not
because
a choice,
it yeah. doesn't, and well, it's a choice of who you date. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because even a heterosexual couple, I could date a complete and total asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and your family doesn't accept that person because they're not nice or good to you.
Yeah.
But I think that it's so wrong that someone can't see past my flesh and blood.
Yeah.
So it hurts me deep inside and I feel terrible for whoever didn't accept you. They're not, and I don't care if it's your mother. I don't care if it's your father. They're not good people because if they loved, love is love. And it doesn't
That's
matter
true.
What you are, who you are. You love your children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Cocaine in a can.
Yeah. This is depressing.
That's okay.
Let's talk about sex.
Listen, I got to stop saying the word listen. I got to find another way to get people's attention. It is very pathetic that some people forget that this person is their offspring, their sibling, their aunt, uncle, cousin, whoever it is, and mm-hmm. ostracize them because of
yeah.
who they are that is natural to them. Excuse me. It's the same thing I say when people seem to... It goes with sexism, racism, sexualism, whatever you call it. When people don't like you for what is naturally you. And you can't help it because it's who you are.
Yeah. You got to love
people. And I say this, I'm not gay. I'm never going to say I understand what
no,
it's like to be gay.
Yeah.
People don't understand that I've got more of a fear of people than I got a love of people. And that causes me to be more of a dick than it causes me to pull people in.
Well, I think you can relate. I think you can. I think you can relate because the race versus as a black male,
yes.
You see exactly, the racism we do.
I know when people
globally.
I know when people when I moved out to Minnesota, I knew when people automatically had an assumption of me just because they saw black.
Yes.
Period. And they would play it off, but you could tell the things they would say. And this is what we call covert racism, and I don't want to get into
versus
it.
Versus overt racism, yes.
It's the covert
yes.
racism,
yeah.
meaning they would make slide remarks thinking it was funny.
Yeah, I think it's all
and
overt.
And can I tell you something? I was working at General Mills Ecolab, and I wasn't doing that great at the job, but one day I was just mentally I was out of it, and I didn't call in or anything. And I sat in the manager's office, and I said, I'm kind of sick of this one dude that's here. He makes a lot of comments, and he really does some stuff. And I'm telling you, I'm going to snap on him one day. I got fired because I told the manager one day he might piss me off, and I might go off on him. They felt threatened because I said that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the same individual, when he was passed over for a job, sat in a room and told them all to go to fucking hell. And I heard this from a friend of mine that worked there.
Yeah.
Told them all to go to fucking hell. Told them what pieces of shit they were. Said, how dare you pass over me to get to, and let this guy go above him. Basically asinine him. You know what they did? They shipped him to another division.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, get rid of him. Because, and the thing is, I didn't threaten him. I told the manager.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you're a good manager, you try to rectify the situation. For them, it was, we don't know what... Again, covert racism.
Yes.
We don't know if this black guy is going to hurt this white guy on the job.
Yep.
If I was going to hurt him, which is natural common sense, if I was going to hurt him, Why the fuck would I tell you?
Exactly.
Because when you really want to hurt someone, you don't tell people.
No.
You go do it.
Yeah.
It was me expressing how upset and how frustrated I was.
Yes, yes.
That this could be the result if this person keeps just pushing the limits.
Making the jokes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I experience that type of shit that is causes me to really dislike people
in general. Yes.
Yeah.
No, just, I remember when I was at a bar one time some years ago. It's my friend's birthday. A guy came up to me, white gay male, we're in a gay bar. It was a gay friend, and he said, "Hi, my name is Paul." And Jim, this is my book too as well. I said, "Hi, my name is Julian." He said, "Oh, that's not a ghetto name." That was his response.
Oh my God! Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I don't drink alcohol, so I just had orange juice, and I just like got up and I walked away. And he was looking at me the entire night, trying to figure out what was the problem. So I understand. So, you know,
I have plenty of stories.
And you two are both women. You two are both women too, as well. So you guys can relate to discrimination too.
What I always say with that is, people think it's a compliment when they tell me, when they say, "Well, you're not black.
You don't act black, or you're too intelligent."
And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they say it so flippant, like it's normal.
Yes.
And I look at them like, motherfucker. Last time I checked, I'm black.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember in high school, so I went to a Catholic high school.
No, I went to a boarding school, a Catholic elementary school.
So I went to Catholic school my whole life. And it's funny, growing up, kindergarten to eighth grade, we were all losers, right? We didn't see the difference in each other. Yep. We were all losers. Like, nobody pointed out, like, oh, she's black, or we all were great. We all hung out together. We all played together. And to this day, my graduating class, we all still get together at least once a year. But it's funny, we didn't realize any difference until we went to high school. Now I go off to high school, and I remember the first day I get to lunch. So you had half days, the first couple days in orientation and stuff like that as a freshman. I walk into the cafeteria.
We got to wrap this up. I got a party to go to. Come on.
Oh, oh. So I had this group of black kids approach me and tell me that I had to sit there with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what? Usually what
you know. Wait. Save that for the black conversation, for the black experience.
Oh,
I really want to talk about.
I would love to come to that.
We got
to
get back. We got to get back to this, and you'd be great on the black experience because so black and gay. What's the next thing we got to talk about?
You said so being single is better than settling for someone.
And I know a lot of you guys are like, "Where's the transition?" Fuck you. There is no transition. We just go into the subject.
Next. We go into the subject.
We just come dive in, baby.
Oh, so I posted it in the thread. And
big ups to my man Marcus Nelson. You were celebrating your 50th. I will be down there to celebrate the 50th with you. I won't be there until about 10:15, 10:30. Lil L's gonna be with me on my arm. If any of you mother fathers mess with me, I'm gonna fuck you up, because Lil L is my little savior right now. So we're gonna
wow, that's the nicest thing you've
There's gonna be more black dick in the room than you'll know what to do with. Keep going.
Oh my God. You see, he's gotta take it there all the time. I can't.
Maybe you'll get lucky tonight.
No, she's scared of black people.
No, she's not.
She is so scared of black dick.
Why would you say something like that? You're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole.
I told you I snorted cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know what you did before the show. Anyway, shut up.
It's cocaine in a can, baby.
Fucking hot as hell down here. Anyway.
That's just you going through the change.
I know, I am going
through the
change.
She's way too young to be going through the change.
I am, actually. Anyway.
Talk about it.
This article is self-explanatory. Okay, I'm going to say being single is better than settling for someone whose soul does not match yours. I want to say something. I don't understand how people, men and women, because remember, we're a love all, serve all show here, so we got to talk about.
But you got very beautiful eyes tonight. Just so you know.
Oh, thanks. So you're very nice sometimes. Anyway, that you can be with someone just for the sake of being with someone. And they tell you in this article, people who abuse you are not meant to be with you forever, okay?
If you haven't figured that out yet, there's
a problem. People who make you feel ugly, crazy. Yeah. Listen, I know I'm a little crazy. I know I'm a cartoon character.
Keep talking
into
the mic, please.
Oh, sorry. I'm not in the mic. No. Listen, I know I'm a cartoon character, but there's a fine line, okay? And if people make you feel unwanted, then you shouldn't be with them. So why are you with them, right? They tell you in here? No, you can't be with them. You shouldn't be with someone like that. Here's the thing.
And I want to say this because I've noticed it more. First of all, in my age group, people are getting divorced at an alarming rate.
Yes.
At an alarming rate, because people are not dating the people that they would like to be with. Mm-hmm. People are dating people for business reasons, for achievement, meaning I make 180. I say it all the time. I make 80,000. You make 120 together, we're going to live a nice life. I want to have kids. I want to do the nice vacations. It's, you know what it is? And we always talk about it. And your parents told you don't do it. It's the keeping up with the Joneses mentality that everybody does. And what happens is, and it, if you're a woman and you disagree with me, feel free to comment in the thread.
Comment in the thread. What you think.
Here's my honest opinion. Women, because of the biological clock, start saying, it's time for me to start having kids. What they'll do is they'll meet a guy and say, is he saying all the right things about family, settling down, doing, you know, being a father, raising a family, and talking that family talk. Women will find someone that I can deal with this. as opposed to really falling in love, women will say, I can deal with this. And when they do that, it means sex ain't great, but I can put up with it. I'm really not thrilled with who he is as a person, but I can deal with it. Especially women who are manipulators and controllers, because they think that they can control him and push him to where he needs to be to satisfy the needs of the family.
Same thing in the gay community. That's why you have gay men who have all these open relationships, because they're with guys that they don't really want to be with. Mm-hmm. And keeping up with the Joneses, the mentality is there too as well. I have in the past pushed away guys who made a lot more money than I did. When I was a waiter, wow. I was a go-go dancer at one point and a waiter in my early 20s. And I would be like, and guys would be, oh, well, you know, what do you do for a living? And, you know, I work for Microsoft or I work for Apple. I'm like, how much do you make? I make about 180. You're in the 1%. You're almost 200,000. Bye. Goodbye. Why? Because I don't want to get into any argument and hear, well, I'll start listening to you when you start paying half the bills around here. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want, I'm
yes,
you don't
I'm
want
out,
that.
I'm out the door.
Women too. You don't want that.
Women will tell, I've met a lot of women who say, I could give two shits if you make a lot of money or not. I make money, right? But the minute you start doing shit with them and they're the ones that have dropped the money, they are easily, well, you know, I paid for this.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I don't like it, well, I can't tell you. Doesn't make a difference. I paid for it. Here's the thing. People say it's easier to be single. Yeah, it is easier to be single, but the problem is by nature, we all want to be with someone.
Yeah, companionship, right? Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes, what do we say? You have to sacrifice to be with someone.
It's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. As a separated woman of almost 3 years, it's interesting because now people will ask me, would you get married again? And I would. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't want to die alone. But I'm not necessarily settling now. I mean... The guy that I was married to wasn't a bad guy, but he just wasn't the right guy. For and you. There were certain things that happened in our marriage that, be perfectly honest with you, he didn't make enough money for that. Like, he didn't make enough money for me to stick around for that bullshit. You know what I mean? But he's not a bad guy. I'm not trying to bash him on.
You know what, though? But at least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
At least you took the time to say, you know what? This is the bullshit I'm getting. And there's not enough funds to put up with this shit.
If I had a nicer car, maybe.
I'm the same way, but I'm the same way with women when I'm dating. It's, I know what I'm doing. If I got a woman pregnant, I could get a regular corporate job, bust my ass, and say, I could still find a way to do this and give up the dream of being, you know, like, bigger.
Right.
But I really wouldn't give it up. I would just work on it on a different level.
Yeah.
But.
I would imagine so, yeah.
But. When I meet women who are controlling or women who try to swing their dicks, excuse the expression, and I say this all the time and women think I'm joking, a lot of women do not know how to put their dicks away.
Yeah, you say
they're constantly swinging their dicks. And I'm pretty sure you as a gay man have ran into these women in the business world. They compete with you and it's they're not competing with a coworker. It's literally, you could tell, I'm competing with a man.
She was a manager. And she did not. She was a manager. This was when I was 23. Oh my God, I can't remember this. She was a manager. She did not like me at all. I don't know what the reason was. She never. Everybody else. I go along with everybody, but she would just say blatantly.
Because you have nice hair.
And it was no. She was. She looked like Pocahontas. She looked like a Pocahontas. I mean, I thought she was
pretty, Pocahontas.
You know, I thought she was a pretty, you know, lady. But you know, she was 21, and I was 23. If I, and again, I'm not trying to, you know. ageism and say, well, because she was really young, I wouldn't have taken the job necessarily, but I would have been caught much more, because, you know, with young people, there's a lot, they just don't know. Yeah. I know I'm going to be 29 next month, but it's still like, I feel like at 29, and when I compare myself to 20, it's two completely different people, not extremely different, but in terms of like, wait, the way you think about things,
right,
and the experience that you have. And she did not, she was very high school, and she did things, and I was always like ahead of my years, so she did high school things and she expected me to respond in a high school way, and when I didn't, she got even more enraged, which I thought, okay, like, they would make messes, I was the bar back, they would make messes and they would take bets as to how long it would take for me to clean it up. They didn't, it was just very high school petty. Yeah. And, you know, I remember, like, you know, certain, like, she would come to work drunk, and, you know, I remember there was a bar, there were certain things that happened. Yeah, and she, what happened, the reason she started acting that way was because the owner had said to me one day, you are the best bar back we've ever had, and this place is always clean. And then she didn't like that, because she thought for some reason that I was planning to say, I don't want your job. I really don't. I don't care. This is just money to pay bills until I get to what I want. I don't want anything to do with the food.
It's called being a grown man. Yeah. Listen, we got to go to one, our third Nothing. Break.
Third break.
Yeah. When we come out of the break, Julian's going to read another outtake from his book. And as well, what we're going to do is, what's the next article we got at Lowell? What's the next article we got?
Would you like to get into scientists confirm people are
energy.
Capable of absorbing? Yeah, the energy. Yeah,
oh, I like that.
Listen, it's your man, Mr. Direct. Hold on for a second. It's your man, Mr. Direct, Lil L, Deirdre. Woo-hoo. It is your man, Julian. And we are going to do what we do best. Continue to, guys, give you that real talk. If you got a comment, you want to put it in a thread.
Comment
we've
in
had
thread.
So much interaction today. A lot of likes, a lot of love. We've reached over 2,000 people. Hit that share button. Whoa. Nothing keeps us happier than when you guys hit that share button. Hit the share button. Just hit it. Hit right now. You're watching. Hit the share. Look. Hit share and just tag two people. That's all. Help us grow. Because that's what we do. It's your man, Mr. Direct. Real people, real conversation, real talk. You know what we do. We're going to be back in a moment doing what we do best, giving you that real talk, the fire, the flavor, the funk. It's cocaine in a can, baby.
You're watching Mr. Direct's Real Talk. Really, he talks. And he talks. And he talks and talks and talks and talks and, oh God, he doesn't stop talking.
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
Hey, happy Valentine's, was all Theodore said before his brown eyes looked around at the boxes on the floor in his half-empty apartment. He looked around at the lamp lights hitting the azure blue walls. He looked at his dining table, 10-foot-tall windows, which allowed a view of him in New York City. Day, he continued before a 5'9" bald-headed black man walked out of the room. Good, you're here, said Morris before dropping the green suitcase on the floor. Morris turned around and walked back into the room. Theodore dropped the large gift bag on the walnut hardwood floor. What's going on? Asked Theodore whilst looking at Morris. I'm leaving, Morris responded abruptly. What do you mean? Asked Theodore, causing Morris to rotate his neck and face the young man and ask, what, you can't understand English? As he folded his shirt. Wait, stop, said Theodore before he grabbed the shirt. Don't touch me, Theo, Morris warned as he pointed his dark-skinned finger at his partner after he pulled his shirt away. I told you I love you. I told you I would do anything for you. But you knew damn well I wasn't looking to get married. You just won't let this go, he roared. What are you talking about? Asked Theodore. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. No. Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, your brother called this afternoon, and you weren't here, but he was sure to tell me to tell you that he found a good wedding planner, he said before he picked up another shirt and folded it quickly. Theodore sighed and then licked his lips. Okay, so I'm looking at different themes and options. Doesn't mean anything, Theodore said while both men stood in the brown carpet. It means plenty, Theo. It means I'm not for you. Why are you doing this? Theodore shouted. Baby, listen, the other day you let it slip about adoption. Remember that? You said you were only joking. Now you're talking about wedding planners, Morris said before he threw the folded clothes into the black suitcase. Morris, what is this? I mean, we've been together for 3 years. I'm 27 years old. You're 33. I don't want to play house for the rest of my life. I want a home. I want a family, stated a frustrated Theodore. I'm sure you're going to have all that someday, honey.
But you're not going to have that with me. I told you from the beginning, I'm all about fun. I'm not trying to complicate things with marriage and kids. That's just not me. So you're just going to go, Theodore asked whilst he watched Morris lift the suitcase off the bed and walk into the living room. You did this, stated Morris. Where are you going to go? I'm moving in with Peter, said Morris. Peter, the same friend Peter, the one you swore to me that we were just friends with? Yes, Morris responded before he bent over to push the boxes near the door. You're leaving me for a white guy? Don't make this about race, said Morris. Okay, fine, we'll make it about money, shouted Theodore. Would you lower your voice, please, Morris asked calmly before he picked up the box. Yeah, it doesn't matter that he has a criminal record. He's white, he's rich, and of course, he'll take care of you. He yelled, causing Morris to lick his lips and exhale. Door open, causing the picket door to sink into the azure walls. Chocolate bar, volume one, only on Amazon. Thank you.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Julian.
That's what we're talking about over there, baby. Wow. That's not cocaine in a can,
no.
baby. That is Chocolate Bar Volume 1, which is available on Amazon.com by Julian. Julian, how do you say your name? Prevost.
Listen, yeah, okay.
I don't care that I'm saying it Prevost. And I let him correct me. The point is, we are back. That man, we are having some great dialogue tonight.
Oh, my God, yes. This is a great show.
This is absolutely a great show. I want to thank everyone that's tuning in and watching.
We have comments. We've got to talk about it. I want to read the comments in the thread.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Lil' L. Let's talk about that.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right earlier. Bourbon Maciaro. Sorry, I'm probably pronouncing your name wrong, but you were tuning in. Hi. You wrote, okay, good. I'm not really sure what you were referring to, but I'm not sure what the conversation was at the time.
Okay, good.
So Nicole Jensen said, single, I'd say better than settling. Unless she wrote, I meant single is way
Nicole
better
Jensen?
Than dating. Yeah.
Nicole Jensen.
Yes.
I know who Nicole Jensen is.
Then she wrote, okay, so we're going to get
into. Nicole Jensen, if you paying attention, I got some non-single dick for your ass.
Oh,
you need
my
to keep
God.
Talking
oh.
shit.
She knows you and, it looks like she knows you and Gerald.
Huh?
It says you know she knows.
Well, she knows.
You and Gerald?
She don't know Gerald. She know me.
Oh, okay.
But nope. She probably saw one of Gerald's things.
Gerald's
he's funny as hell.
The comedian. Yeah,
so he is funny.
Yeah, Gerald's
funny
I like as Gerald. Hell. Gerald. Okay, so she wrote because we're gonna get into. I really fucking hate you.
Don't hate me. You fucking
no, I really
me.
Do though because
fuck
you're a fucking
you.
Asshole. Like
why the fuck
straight up
an
asshole.
Asshole.
You want to say shit? You want to fucking say
why?
Shit? Mr. Direct is an asshole. You want to see me punch him in the face? Stay tuned because it just might happen after this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fuck you.
You fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Fucking piece of shit. You are a piece of shit though. You are. In this article and, you know, getting with the whole energy, I lately I'm trying to really surround myself with positive people because outside of all this, you know, I love what I do here, but I am going through a lot of stuff personally and mentally.
Yes.
So I really like to surround myself with people who are have good energy. Like
yes.
You have good energy, D. Julian. I love
Thanks.
Your energy.
Love
Mr.
Your energy
Direct,
too.
All right, maybe you're okay sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. And,
I'm okay, like,
but
it, I'm okay
all the
like
time.
25% of the time.
It's interesting that you say that, though. I mm-hmm. completely and totally agree that you can feel people's energy.
Oh, yes.
For example.
Oh, yes.
And it's not necessarily a sexual thing. I work, we have a new employee. She has the best energy
I love
ever.
It.
Like
oh,
she
yeah,
walked
love it.
In
yeah.
the building and she just has a great energy. But it's important.
Yeah. So in this article, they're saying there are five things that you can use to clear, you know, the space and keep the energy
sage.
Very positive.
Burn sage. Some sage.
We should get some sage down here.
Burn some sage.
My neighbor used to do that all the time. When
you better
tenants,
burn some sage, baby.
They leave, burn, we'd walk around the
I
house.
I know, I need some of that.
I just believe in cocaine in a can.
That's so funny.
Cocaine in a can.
It's cocaine in a can, baby.
Anyway.
But you can absorb other people's energies, though.
Absolutely.
You can. It's so important, and I love being around people who are very vibrant and are very relatable, especially like me, because I have a big personality.
If you are around people who are always downtrodden and in bad moods, mm-hmm. it eventually wears itself on you.
One of my friends, he's happily engaged right now. He was dating a guy, and he went around asking everybody what they thought about the guy. A bunch of single, very unhappy, very acrimonious gay men. And I said to him, I remember they all had something negative to say about him. And they always say, oh God, he's ugly. Oh my God, you can do so much better. Nothing about his personality, they didn't know him. They just took a look at a picture, and they decided to play judge, jury, and executioner.
But guys do that to other guys, heterosexual wise.
They're everywhere.
Well.
It happens in both.
A big girl. Friends, these two guys that I'm really good friends with, they used to always laugh because I would like bigger girls, which is funny because one of them is married to a woman that after she gave birth to a couple of kids, she's a bigger woman.
Yes.
But I would never say to them, oh my God, such and such blew the fuck up.
Yep.
To me, you love who you love.
But it was interesting to me that he was in love with this guy at first, and then when his friends started saying what they were saying, his attitude towards the guy changed. And I had to pull him aside and say, what the hell is wrong with you? You're in love with this guy. He's treating you right. Is he beating you? Is he treating you bad? What's going on? Why would you decide not to be happy because of these single people who are extremely miserable, and you shouldn't be taking, they can't advise a tree, much more advise a human being. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even, so you have to be careful with that too as well, not to let people.
If you're not breeding, it doesn't matter what they look like.
Exactly.
No. You have a valid point.
I love it.
Here's something that I always thought was very trying to find the right word without burping.
It's the beer.
That cocaine in a can is one hell of a fucker. It's amazing how some people get so used to negative energy that even when they leave the negative energy, they seek someone that has the same negative energy. Because they get used to it.
It's hard to break the pattern sometimes.
We allow ourselves to get used to is what we will constantly chase. Mm-hmm. Because we become so used to it. Because we become so adjusted and comfortable. Comfort is a segue to misery. And when I say that.
Agreed.
When I say that.
100%.
An abuser and the abusee. Get comfortable.
Yep.
The abuser, when he leaves one abusee, seeks out someone else that he can abuse.
Yep.
Because it's what he or she knows.
It's the whole point of people not wanting change and fear of change. You have to break the pattern.